Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Are we on?
Fuck yeah, here
Fuck
we go.
Yes.
Did it.
Sweet start. I can't hear anything.
I can hear myself.
Fucking Christ.
I can hear just fine, dude.
Jesus.
I can hear just fine.
There we go.
I don't need to hear anything to tell you that you fucked up, Louis. You made the ultimate mistake. You shouldn't have let us get this deep. It's over for you. Play the song twice.
Yeah, dude.
Good tune.
Production's falling out, falling apart.
Oh, man.
Whoa, we're here. We did it.
We did it, man.
Welcome to Rap. The Philly takeover.
It's going to be a good one.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Good.
It's going to be way more real ass than a normal episode. It already is.
Come on. You know it is, dude.
Tommy's showing up, looked like he just rolled out of a fucking trash can. Jesus.
What are you talking about?
You look like.
Fucking, I got,
what is wrong with you?
Dude, I was shirtless in a, I was shirtless in a kiddie park yesterday getting a fucking base tan. I look great. Fuck you. Maybe because I walked through. There's a dead body out front
dude.
On this deck. I don't know if you guys.
You look like you just murdered the body.
Since
dude,
Louis left, you guys just leave dead raccoons on the fucking in the trash cans. It stinks. I just walked through filth. Maybe that's what fucked up my hair. Why don't you resettle? We'll start this over and everybody be friendly. Fucking asshole.
Nice,
I was just smiling.
I know, you were looking good.
The fucking red dot goes on, you bust my nuts.
Fucking with you. Take a fucking chill pill, Tommy.
Well, you know how long it takes to get here? I gotta
get up. Oh, we fucking know.
Yeah,
we
know.
We fucking know.
I could have came to Philly the same amount of time it takes me to get from Queens.
Yeah, dude. How much time did you spend cuffing your pants?
Well, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Was this 10 seconds in? We're at each other's throats.
Yeah,
this is good.
Christ.
This is a traditional Philadelphia greeting.
Oh, yeah.
This is true.
Feels like home, dude.
Like, it looks
good. Nice.
Like
you do look good, though.
Six years ago, I heard a bit on Matt and Shane's podcast where this is probably like their second year in, and they were describing how people behave. And they were like, imagine like wearing cologne. imagine like cuffing your jeans.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
And then all of a sudden they were like, holy shit, we're just describing Tommy Pop.
Yeah.
So now this is true. Every single time I cuff my jeans, I think of Shane.
Dude.
It's the worst.
The last time
and
I
put my cologne on. I just think of his
face. You put a time bomb in your brain. It's going to make you kill yourself.
But I'll be smelling good, unlike the fucking deck.
Tommy's Googling how to cuff a noose.
Yeah, he's got the only fucking noose sponsored by Axe Body Spray.
He's like, this is pretty fucking good.
Just dip it.
Yeah, dude.
Dip it in your car before you fucking kill yourself.
Dude, a Louis Vuitton noose would be
that
a sick necklace,
sick,
dude.
Yeah. The problem is reusing it. It'd be so expensive. Like, well, fucking, my nephew's got to kill himself with this. I can't just throw it out.
It's just passed down to fucking people, dude.
It's an heirloom noose.
Yeah. Heirloom nooses, dude. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
All right, so when do we start sexually harassing Shannon? Is that about right now? Come on, tits.
Is that your first bullet?
Tommy already left a stubble burn across her face. Seriously.
This is a record of how long it's taken.
Like an old race car peeling out.
I know, I was going to say, how comfortable do you feel? And we're just screaming at each other, but you feel way more comfortable.
You're just left out.
Yeah. This is great.
This is like when the older kids are fighting, you're just like, hell yeah, dude. I'm in the
Yeah. Yeah.
My older brothers are just wailing on each other. Hell yeah, dude. No one's going to fucking pants me and throw me outside.
This is the best time to get in the snack cabinet. My old brothers are fucking each other.
Shannon's two-handing an Uncrustable wine.
Just dipping into a box of Cheez-Its.
Oh, man.
Jeez. So what do we do up top? We do the, where can
we're
we find you?
We're doing it up top. Whatever this is.
Yeah.
I know where to find you, fucking idiots.
Plugs? Yeah, come to Philly.
Plug.
Come see us, dude. Come fucking find us in Philly, you cowards. Yeah. That's our plug. What's up?
Our plugs are threatening people.
What's up, yeah, dude. What's up, pussy? You want to know about me, dude?
Yeah.
Why don't you fucking come say it to my face then?
Yeah. Here's our plugs. You say your address first. I got a back loan we can fucking rustle.
You give
a
date and time to fuck somebody up. 3:30 behind the fucking Wawa.
There's no stand up. It's just you and I trying to stand up. See who fucks each other up first.
Find me on Instagram when you're feeling brave, you fucking pussy.
DM me your biceps, what's up? You fucking
Where you
pussy.
At? That's your good. Corpse behind Gas that Digital is, collecting bugs.
All right, so plugs. Done.
Yeah. Oh, all right, shuffle. That's our show. Dude, thanks for tuning in.
Now we got to drive home.
Yeah, I drove 2 hours to call everyone pussies and said, come see me.
Dude, that's balling.
Turn it around, dude.
Get the fuck
back in the
car.
You know, William H. Macy truck stop or whatever it's called.
Just leave the car running out.
William H. Macy. I don't know who they named the rest stops after.
William H. Macy.
It was the first name of the middle initial I could come up with. Sorry.
Isn't that the paper company that's sponsored by the Phillies?
W.B.
Mason. Yeah, W.B. Mason.
Oh, man. This is wild, dude. We're all over the place.
Reel it back in.
All right. So,
Christ.
Yeah, it's usually plugs, and then it's, what, 48 minutes of Lewis talking about something.
Yeah.
And then we get to one of these stories.
Right, yeah. That's exactly it.
That sounds like a good format.
Now, we got some topics here, gentlemen. We could go over. One right off the bat jumps off the paper to me, which is Billy Boy back in the news here. Billy Cosby, fucking Philly legend.
Hell yeah, real ass.
He's a real ass dude.
Oh, real ass Bill
Cosby. Can you play that song that Lewis plays, the real ass dude song, please? Or what does Donald
N-word.
Duck say in the N-word?
What are they naming a rest stop after?
There it is.
What do you do? He's got a bad
attitude. What, oh.
That's way too long.
Yeah, you can
take your headphones off. You don't have to hear any of that shit.
Yeah, but then you don't know that.
Yeah, you don't know the cues.
So, trouble at the William H. Cosby rest stop.
No, you got denied parole.
Every girl's sleeping.
Yeah, contaminated ibuprofen at the William H. Cosby rest stop on 95.
You get denied parole after refusing to take part in a rehab program for
sexual predators. Yeah. What's the rehab program?
Fucking.
I guess they just, maybe they just walk out women in a glass cube like this.
And you just picture
how
you
react.
Yeah. That's the Yogo. That's the Yogo.
Sweating and shaking. They're like, well, you need help.
It's like dog training. They just make sure that you stay seated. It's good. And they give you a little treat. And they're like,
Wait, how long is he in jail for?
Ever.
So he was sent to
his fucking right eye comes back square.
Oh man, that eye is full Whitaker,
it's crazy, dude.
It's
he looks like a dying pug.
He was sentenced to 3
and 10 years. I had a pug for like 15 years. He looks exactly like.
See, this
fucking
is why
Bill
you
Cosby.
Need the headphones.
Yeah,
shut up.
She's trying to tell me, and you're going off about your dead pug.
Yeah, because that's fucking important. Actually, the pug's what's dying out.
I know. What is it?
So he was sentenced to between 3 and 10 years in 2018.
That's
so,
it.
So right now he could have gotten out if he would have taken part
damn,
in that
dude.
Program.
Oh, his special when he comes
shit.
Back,
really,
dude, bananas.
The reason why he claims he didn't take part in the program is he feels that it admits guilt, and he still claims that he's
classic.
Not guilty.
Good. Yeah,
that's
classic
a
Philly
power move.
That's
dude.
Classic Philly.
He
dude,
might
denied.
Like his setup.
Dude.
It might be a good setup.
That is a fucking
yeah.
Good
he's
setup,
probably
dude.
Like I
hope he comes out harder and stronger and faster.
He does, dude.
I hope he comes out.
Oh,
fucking
dude. He
wild.
Comes back like just Chappelle jokes. From Africa.
Dude,
it's like, dude. Whoa, dude.
He's got teardrops, but it's just sleeping pussies on the side of his face. It's just like, ah, damn it.
Yeah, that's all we need it, is an dude. Accused rapist doing 1,000 burpees a day.
Dude,
I don't even need the medicine anymore. Dude. Just take it.
He's just palming chicks' his
fuck, dude.
So he could have gotten possible parole if he went and admit or just did the class.
If he just said a little bit of my bad. He doesn't have to plead guilty. He just says my bad.
Yeah, they would have let him out.
If he just goes, a little bit of a misunderstanding, they'll give him some good boy points. But he's like, absolutely
not.
I like
not
this.
Gun.
Yeah, I like this move.
I mean, he's staying steadfast, and that's a fucking power move to do.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not wrong, even though he got love naps tattooed on his fucking hand.
Yeah. No, it's just...
He's just like, call me. Dude,
his setup must be sweet.
And dude, you know it's fucking amazing.
He's just going to get out and get ridiculed by everyone. You ever see.
Yeah.
Dude, you know
who's going to fuck with the
dude,
man?
He
like,
comes out and he
person?
Fucking just he gives Hannibal Buress a fucking necktie.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking Christ, dude.
And he's in a container of other like fucking rapists, so it's like the Spider-Man
dude,
meme where they're just pointing
are
at
they on the same wing?
He's in a fucking...
They put him in the same wing?
So they don't get
Is there a rape wing?
Yeah.
There's no way there's a rape
wing. It's like the Goodfellas of making soul food in prison. instead of like slicing the garlic with a razor.
This is deep fried chicken.
They're just stepping on goose necks or whatever, or pig necks.
Or it's like it's like Blow. He went in with a fucking associates in rape and came out all bachelors and fucking credit card fraud. He's like, I know how to do everything.
Yeah.
Dude, soul cooking,
raping one woman at a time. Yeah, small.
Stupid. Mass rape.
You're not gonna get anywhere raping one woman at a time.
He's coming. He's doing like 4 or 5. He's doing group sessions.
He's got a single.
I mean, allegedly, that's all bad stuff. I don't like any of that. That's not.
Dude, and then he's on like an island like Diego Delgado. I was like, goodbye, bye, 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 bye,
bye,
bye.
Yeah, it'd be cool if he's all about white power now too.
Oh man.
Oh, if you want Aryan,
he had to pick a side. He went the other one.
Yeah. Man. If he came out,
those are his two options: either come out white power, or just like really let that eye rattle along, dude, and look like one of the bad guy teachers. Like,
I got
in Harry
some
Potter.
Literature for you.
Oh, you know who's controlling the media?
Six million. With the chambers and the ghettos. And the
I told Camille those were inflated numbers.
We need to secure a future for our children.
I don't have a great Cosby, but I do. He's going to come out unhinged and sound more like
dude,
me.
Dude, if he comes out to the fucking theme song of fucking Cosby Show just wearing a fucking swastika, it's like...
He's got Duh Huxtables tattooed on his neck.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
Good Lord. Yeah,
that'd be crazy if any of that happens, right?
I mean, I hope it does.
He was, remember he was doing a show in Philly, like right before he went in?
Yeah,
he was at some, like, some random bar.
Yeah.
No. Really? Yeah. I didn't know he did that.
It wasn't far from me.
Was that a Warm Daddy's or something? I was
just doing a guest spot on Touré show.
$145 came with a buffet. Yeah, probably had a great time.
Yeah, so Billy Calls, dude.
He's coming out.
Like
coming
prayers out for Billy Calls.
Slicing pig feet with a tiny razor.
It makes them melt in there. Sauce.
Pig's feet.
Macaroni with ketchup.
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit.
All these other ones, these are good. Queens man allegedly drugs and rapes his teen daughter's friends.
Oh, I gotta go.
Yeah, I was just gonna do the slow look up at Tommy. Like, is that why you ran here?
Tommy's putting on a trench
coat. I'm running 15 minutes late.
I'm sorry.
Tommy, you still have a scrunchie on your wrist.
He comes in dropping.
Is this the dude? Is this the guy?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Damn. What is
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
What is that's like a
dude,
PlayStation
2 He's character. Everything.
Dude, it looks like an old Iroquois painting.
Honestly.
My God. What
the fuck is this guy?
That's a buffalo soldier,
that's a
fucking,
dude.
Do you remember, when they, before they figured out how to put black people in video games? They all kind of look like this, dude.
He's a, dude, he's a 1990s
like
a, avatar.
Dude, he looks like a creator wrestler, dude.
Holy shit. He's everything. He's everything. Dude.
Jesus Christ.
He's truly everything.
You sound like a confused juror now, dude. He's everything.
It's like from the future.
Jesus.
That was
Christ.
Him, though? Was that a real picture?
Yes. Yeah, that's him.
Whoa.
So he
gave
his
him
daughter.
My eighth grade chin beard, dude.
What if cops started doing like the composite sketches in Create a Wrestler mode?
Call.
How many cool tattoos did he have on his face? Let me just
wait,
that.
Shannon, finish what you were just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear
Tommy's
that.
Gonna keep talking over
yeah,
me.
Tommy is here.
He's got the stupid. I can't hear you.
He's Italian.
Okay, so he would have his daughter invite her friends over for sleepovers.
Hot.
And then he would drug them and rape them.
Oh my God.
While,
wait, so
asleep.
The daughter was in on it?
No.
Your daughter's your bottom bitch?
You know what, though? Damn, dude. It isn't specified whether the daughter is in on it.
What?
Well, I'm sure she's not.
Well, they were 13.
You can't be sure.
13?
13. Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean,
damn.
Well, they were waking up. They were like, they weren't like, that was a weird night.
No, he drugged them. They were incapacitated.
Still.
So they, well, how did they find out about
so
this?
So your position is that
he was coming inside the when he woke up.
How'd they find out?
Oh, man.
What did we do last night? I feel so pregnant.
How'd they find out? How'd they find
out? I have some questions.
That's a great question, right? How did they
how
find
did
out
they
about
find
this?
The cops just followed a bunch of snail trails across the sidewalk back to his house.
Oh, my God.
So it doesn't say how they found out, but the suspect is currently on the lam and speaks Ooh. With a Jamaican accent.
Is it a
of
fake?
Of course he's got a
is
Jamaican.
Is it fake?
He's everything.
He's like, hey, mom.
I want to touch your daughter, boy.
Fake dread. Wait, he's on the lam. How the fuck aren't they finding this guy in like 10 seconds?
First of all, you ever been to Queens?
Yeah, good call.
It's a great place to hide.
Fake dreadlocks outside of a Limited 2. Like, where you going, girl?
How'd they know, he says.
How'd they know? You're in Queens in 13. Look out.
Yeah, be Queens on the lookout. In 13.
Put out an APB. For a Jamaican guy in Queens.
That's every nationality.
Here's one. A woman calls a cop a Mexican racist murderer that just wants to be white.
That's redundant.
That's.
I think that was Philly news.
I was going to say, where did that come from?
You wish you were white.
Wait,
oh, that but you'll never be. I'm a confusing racist.
Please, there's video for this? Oh, shit. Oh, man. Bring this up.
Hold on one sec.
On the way.
That's awesome.
Yo, Ariba, Ariba. That means go or something.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on one second.
Be on yourself.
This deputy had his own gear that day. Yeah, otherwise, girl. We may never know his story. An L.A. County Sheriff's deputy making a traffic stop, saying the driver was using her cell phone. The interaction caught on body camera and the woman's cell, and it's going viral.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because...
Because you're a murderer. Yes, I started to record because you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. It's just in my hand.
Because you scared me.
You can't use your cell
phone. A simple traffic ticket turns into a dispute. The woman then calling for a supervisor.
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
While the woman looks for a picture of her driver's license she left at home, the conversation continues.
Chick sucks.
I have a right to and record the police.
Is it a white lady? I can't tell.
Yeah, I can't tell.
But you can't do it while you're driving.
She's Mexican.
Let's pause there.
I couldn't tell if it was a white lady or a black lady doing customer service.
Vehicle code, whether a judge would someday carve out an exception to that violation.
This dude needs a rest stop.
For, self-defense or self-protection is an unknown.
With a gray area to be decided in court, the deputy continues to write the ticket.
Can you zoom in on that for me,
Dave? Sure.
Thank you.
Sure. Rapist. Legal, and I'm a teacher, so there.
Wow.
Not anymore, honey.
Damn it.
Sucks.
Not anymore.
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, here you go, murderer.
Stop shaking. Zoom in on that for me,
No, because
right?
you're scaring me.
Of course. I'd be terrified.
You're fucking retarded.
Dude, I hope he went full Behringer after this.
You're
just put on a fucking headline.
I'm not smiling. You're the one who's...
Hold that still.
Then there's
I'm a teacher.
Edit. Continues.
Is this your car?
Yes, it is.
She's running.
What do you do, babysit five-year-olds and then feed them?
The supervisor arrives.
Fucking idiot.
He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that?
Whoa!
Gas.
Civil rights
Good
expert
point.
Says here is where the woman loses all credibility.
She robbed.
Whoa! This is the guy.
How do you set this
Wait
guy
a minute.
Up zero credibility?
Here you go, Mexican racist.
I swear, I just pulled one of those things out of my balls.
You know that, right? You'll never.
Holy
be white,
shit!
Which is what you really want to be.
Wow. You'll never be white. White.
Go back to Professor Dingleberry.
Wow. Yeah, dude.
That dude rules.
For him being a Mexican racist.
Herself.
Yeah.
Paul, this is the dude. This is the guy that came to the door and poltergeisted.
Professor Jody.
Oh, shit.
Look at his two Trojan horses of pussy back there. Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh,
you
both...
know that guy crushes.
Oh, my God.
The thing behind him is actually part of his hair.
Yeah. Imagine that dude sweating on your back. That thing is water repellent. There's no shot.
God.
He doesn't jump in an ocean and that thing gets wet. That is unbelievable.
Professor Jody Arrows.
Oh, fuck, dude.
He teaches his classes like back to back with another professor with one microphone between them.
Because they're stuck.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that lady went all in.
And this is where he loses all credibility. Q Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get him on.
That lady went all in immediately.
Dude, we got killed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
she's
dude.
Like, you know why I pulled you over? She's like, you're a racist. You're a murderer
shit,
Mexican.
Yeah, you're a murderer Mexican. I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
It's funny she pulled off. She's like, God damn it.
You know why I pulled you over? Because you wanted to rape a frontline hero? I have a picture of my driver's license if you'll let me look. You fucking pig. You fucking murderer pig.
God.
Man, she was all over the board on that one.
Yeah.
That's
never be white.
That's what you want to be.
Not nah, with that. So,
up until now, you could have. Yeah. But
the dumbest people I know from childhood are cops or teachers.
Yeah.
1,000%. The dumbest person I went to high school with is guaranteed a teacher. Because, like, yeah, I get off on the fucking weekends. I all summer long.
All
I summer? All summer and go to Wildwood?
Go to these in-service days and my flip-flops.
They just like they play fucking movies for kids.
Oh, man.
They don't have to do shit.
A bunch of cool dudes I know growing up became cops.
Yeah,
like a bunch of dudes that I like cool thought were
dumb.
Cool ended up being cops. Yeah, they are just cool dumb.
Dudes coolest dudes are the dumbest. Dumb. Yeah, you know, are you cool? You're fucking retarded.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking.
That was when I found that I was stupid. When my boys became cops, I was like, wait, have I been retarded this whole time?
Yo, like, hold on, dude. What's that?
I'm a fucking moron. Oh fuck.
What's that? Have I been retarded? What's that show when he closes the mirror and he's like, I'm retarded?
Oh, Quantum Leap.
Quantum
Leap, the retarded episode?
Oh, my God.
That's so good, dude. Oh, when Al's like, you got to do it for the retards.
Oh, my God.
Dude, there's a point where Al is having a flashback from his, like, cousin. He's like, and she was retarded.
Dude, he shuts the mirror and he goes, he sees himself. He's like, I'm retarded.
Dude, there's a part where Scott Bakula drops a plate in the kitchen and they're like, come on, Jim. And he's like, God damn it, I can't do anything.
Here it is. Fuck, and I have that haircut.
Yeah, dude.
That's how he knew. It wasn't because of his face.
I'm retarded.
Damn.
Oh, no, it's me. Beatles are all retarded. Well, I gotta order that Bullwinkle shirt right now.
Dude,
Bullwinkle shirt.
It's like, of course you're retarded. Look at you. A 40-year-old wearing a Bullwinkle shirt.
He's wearing swimmies as well. Like, I don't know.
Siri, remind me to tell my wife to buy me a Bullwinkle shirt.
Oh my God. Fucking Bakula, dude.
Fuck, dude.
Holy shit.
Who is the dude that pitched that show?
Oh, he's a legend, dude.
Dude, he was in his office just throwing a bat. He's like, how about retarded, dude?
Yeah, he's like, we've been traveling through time for a long time. Here's the thing. We've yet to hit on retarded.
They were tiptoeing around it for a couple seasons. They were like, can we maybe go back to the retarded
team? They threw in a couple handicaps. They're like, we're right there.
Yeah. We did wheelchair guy. We did girl who broke her leg roller skating. It's time. We got to go full retard.
Remember when I wanted to do the one where the kid eats paint? We got it.
That's what happens when you go six seasons.
We did the episode.
With,
yeah.
Did.
Mexican cop wants to be white.
It'd be funny if Scott Bakula just wanted to stay retarded. He's like, this is pretty great. Yes. I do not want to leap out of this. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
No one can stop me.
Problem is getting that actor out of the fucking
I know.
Craft services table.
Yeah. Over there eating light bulbs.
This kid's eating like he's got three assholes. Get him out of here, Johnny. We got to move on.
Oh, man. Do you guys have any neighborhood retards growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I told this story.
I think Philly might be mostly retarded.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, dude.
All cops.
Yeah.
I'm like, per capita, across any city, dude.
Yeah, we had this dude. I've said this on so many podcasts, but this dude's name was Packy Sleuth. And my
CBS daytime drama.
I was gonna say, dude, how many crimes did he solve? Packy Sleuth on the case.
I can certainly help you with your murdered husband.
No, he smoked in first grade.
Of course,
smoked in first grade because somebody told him to. And some dude, like some bully, was a hammer. He was like a pagan.
Dude, you can't trick retarded people into doing anything anymore.
Yo, listen to the rest of this.
I know.
Those days are long gone, man.
This one dude stole his cigarettes and he was going, give me back my cigarettes. And they made him eat grass. They were like, you eat a handful of grass, I'll get your cigs back. He fucking did.
Handful of grass.
So like, you eat grass, we'll give you your cigs.
Dude, that's kind of like in my town. Like in the 80s, Pennhurst shut down and they let all the like fucking actual crazy
maniacs,
people out.
Yeah.
And there was a couple who were wards of the state, and this kid named Jimmy would eat anything for $1.
Ooh.
And we used to make him do some wild ass
shit. Oh boy.
Shit. And Jimmy wasn't a kid. He was like
52,
45 years old.
Not what was the grossest, what was the most dangerous thing?
Oh, somebody made him eat glass once.
Oh,
chew up glass.
Oh, come on.
That's fucked up.
And it was fucked. And you're like, whoa.
Did you get a buck though?
Oh, no. We were like, here you go. And he's like, thanks. And he
a shard?
Yeah, he just eat off the ground. He bit into like a broken bottle.
And swallowed it.
No, he just bit. And we're like, all right. We're kind of like seeing how far we go. And he would hang out.
Then
he
had to grab his jaw like a dog.
Yeah, like, come on.
Just drop it. Drop it.
Yeah, Jimmy?
Yeah, but Jimmy.
He just wants to play tug.
Jimmy ran away to the river. We're like, come on, Jimmy, get out of there. Fucking idiot. Yeah.
Jesus.
He was our resident tard.
Speaking of retards, I want to see this video of Marilyn Manson is wanted in New Hampshire for spitting on a videographer's camera during a concert. Because he's Fat Manson now, right?
Yeah, he's huger.
Is he fat?
Yeah, he got huge.
He's a big dude now.
Which is great.
He can't suck his own dick anymore?
No.
Oh my God. That's him?
Yeah, dude. Tubbs.
Oh.
So.
Oh, that's what got him?
Wait, he's in trouble for spitting on a camera?
Expect?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what are you talking about?
What?
Remember? Do you remember a couple years ago, Manson got in trouble for rubbing his balls on a security guard's head? Seriously. Yeah.
Seriously?
It's dead serious. He was at a fucking...
Paul Pfeiffer?
I always knew Paul would grow up to rub his balls on someone's head. No, he fucking... during a show, he got off the stage and, like, grinded on a fucking security guard's head. And then security was like, I'm not playing this shit. And then tried to press charges on him. And then they, like, just settled out of court. Which
yeah,
is
of course.
Like,
that's great.
They knew that was going to happen, yeah. But it's like.
Well, he did it for the settlement.
Of course he did.
Dude, but was it a huge black dude, though?
I think so, yeah.
God almighty, how funny would that video be?
If he beat the fuck out of him?
Oh, yeah, man. That or just Manson right initially when he puts his balls on a huge black dude's head.
Beanbag on top of his head.
Wasn't he in trouble for like sexual assault and stuff?
Yeah, that's.
They tried to get him.
That's still in there.
Yeah, they tried to get him. I don't know if that panned out.
I think Fat Black Bouncers might be my favorite knockout artists.
Yes. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Dude, they're oh, the best.
It's always one shot, and it almost looks like they don't have arms. It almost just looks like a grimace monster just spinning, and then the momentum of connecting, they always have to take one or two steps afterwards, like over the corpse.
Dude, when that girl freaked out at Helium in Philly, remember the teacher? A couple years back, she went nuts.
I was on the news.
She was on the news. She was like, I'm from fucking South Philly. And they're like, shut the fuck up. She gets arrested, but the boyfriend was inside. And one of the bouncers, which we all know, he's not there anymore. He was like, dude, take your girl and get the fuck out of here.
Is this dude that wears the wooden beads?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dude, yeah, he body slammed this kid to fucking hell.
I follow him on Instagram because I'm afraid to unfollow him.
Oh, dude.
He's fucking
nuts. What happened?
I don't know. Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on, Tom.
Have I been coughing?
Yeah. Here we go.
No, it came out.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
Anybody,
digital.
Anybody have that fucking anything?
I don't
hear. Put on one of those 19-minute loops.
God damn it.
Hell yeah, there we
go. Tommy's back.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, man. No.
Thank
but
you.
Yeah, he body slammed the boyfriend fucking to hell because he was like, dude, I'm giving you an opportunity to leave. You should leave.
He hit him with the fucking raging demon.
Dude.
Oh, hell yeah,
he disappeared for a second. Ding! Karate symbol in the background. Dude's on the ground just bleeding to death.
Wait, so that was the extent of that video, Shannon? Was this him spitting on a camera?
Yeah, the videographer sued him because it's assault because it's unprivileged.
Oh yeah, you can't spit. No,
you see Trey
fluid transfer is
you
assault.
See Trey Young get spit on at the Knicks game.
I heard about it. Yeah, I didn't see it. Is there a video of that?
Yeah, there's a video of that, and he spits, and you see 50 Cent and this girl next to him who has a mask on. It's Julianne Moore. It spits right on his fucking head. Yeah,
50 Cent.
Remember how hot she was,
dude? I do.
Boy,
yeah. Damn, she was even
20
hot.
Years ago.
She
I'd
was even hot in Blindness.
Jesus.
I'd fucking
God,
destroy her in Blindness, dude.
Yeah,
that's fucking hot. Also, the kids are all right.
Everybody's going nuts about the guy in Philly pouring fucking popcorn. This kid got spit on.
Yeah,
no one's talking about it because it's New York.
Yeah,
that's G rated, dude. What are you talking about? Pop? Oh, nice.
Oh, just behind him is Julianne.
Who spits?
That dude in the black. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Damn, yeah, dude. That's 50-year-old?
It looks just like him.
Dude, before she dies, let her get a little bit older. She has to play like a hot, scary witch in a
Look
movie
at Trey Young's
like,
hair.
Oh, I'm hoping.
Suck some dude in the woods and curse him or something.
Just childish.
That hand's a little bit low around his waist.
Dude, and this is what sets him off, dude.
Woo. It should, man. Fuck that. Yeah. That kid who did this, I got some information on this. He's
Bucks County.
I got some
Delco.
He's retarded.
Of course. Delco or Bucks. It's only one end
from,
of 95.
He pour popcorn on anybody for a dollar.
Who'd you hit up, Packy Sleuth, to get all the
I got some information on you.
No, the kid went to...
regarding your friend's spilled popcorn.
went to my high school. He's got a previous arrest for beating an undercover cop in Sea Isle with a bat.
And here's where it gets interesting. His the other guy, they're banned for life. They can never go to
I was hoping all his other crimes holders. Are candy and snack
banned
related.
For life. Yeah. The other guy that was with him, the only reason the guy, the actual season ticket holder was not there. He gave him these tickets to these two dudes and he lost his tickets forever. Can never go back in the stadium.
Holy shit.
Because the other guy that didn't throw the popcorn just lost his wife.
You couldn't get that one out.
The whole story's so funny. His wife dies.
Dude, it's so funny that while the popcorn's being spilled, he's just like rubbing a locket between his fingers. Not even. Next thing you know, like security's yanking him out of the seat and knocking him out.
Rubbing a locket.
He's getting tased.
This dude's such a jerk off.
He gets sent to his dead wife by a black security
guard. Dude, I mean, the scenario's hilarious.
Yeah.
The guy loses his season tickets because he's like, oh, fucking Frankie lost his wife. I'll give him and Billy a ticket. Yeah. Go have fun at the playoff game. And
forget about your dead wife for a second, man. Don't worry about
imagine
it.
Imagine beating the fuck out of the guy who just lost his wife because you lost your season tickets.
He's just crying.
This is like this is the end of his, like, the beginning of Up.
Did you see those seats, too?
Great seats.
Dude, we're great. I would be terrified that
can you imagine?
In Philly, that's like losing a kid.
Oh, that's it.
That's like losing your wife.
My father would literally disown me. Then
never,
lose
ever go
tickets.
Back in. Wow. My God.
Oh, my God.
Wait, how old was his wife?
I don't know. I didn't look that far.
Season tickets in Philly.
That's where the text message stops. Yeah.
In Philly, season tickets are the only generational wealth.
True. Oh, absolutely.
No one has ever passed on a single thing besides
that's
season
like
tickets.
In a, that's an in-ground pool, dude. Yeah. That's like, who?
Nobody gives a fuck about the car or the house. Yeah, it's like where the tickets go.
Oh, my God. God, you imagine having season tickets to like the Eagles,
and then get banned for life.
For life,
I'd run.
My grandfather waited 40 years.
You gotta change your name.
Oh, waiting. God,
you gotta get a haircut like that fucking professor. You gotta come back the next year and be like, I'd like to reapply.
Just goofy glasses on, like, hello.
Professor Aerosmith, we've been over this.
Mr. Sleuth, I cannot tell you to put your shirt back on. You're not getting in the stadium.
He shows up like two horses, like in a fucking costume. Dude, like, this will work.
This is sick. I didn't see this one. I like this one, though. This is the funniest fucking headline I've heard. Science teacher put on leave after distributing a survey to his students asking about their turn-ons. Like,
yes.
Oh my God. Sir,
Professor, Professor Shaner over here. Yeah.
What, he just is like, what do you? What turns you on?
Yeah, like, how, what if I sit like this? Does this do anything for you?
Yeah. Is there a video of this?
Was he like leaning over anyone's desk? Like, I saw you're having trouble with the questionnaire. Can I, mind if I?
Oh, no!
Jesus.
That was an accident. I was actually reaching for the water. Yeah, it's not that much.
God damn it.
It's not that much.
Trash this motherfucker. Yeah, dude. Flip the fucking table.
Take the show back, Lewis. I dare you.
I knew it was going to happen.
It's a tiny bit of water.
I literally said that.
This looks like a game.
Thank you. No, yeah, let Tim do it.
Dude.
Let me clean up my own mess,
fucking
man.
Christ.
Anyway, so this guy's harassing his student.
Anyway, found another retard.
Is there an article?
It looks like a Game of Thrones intro.
Shannon, is there a copy of said survey?
Yeah.
I have just some of the questions that were on the
cool.
Survey.
Oh, yes.
So the students were required to write from 0 to 4 in response to statements such as...
0 to 4. Not to 5. Just...
That's how you,
wait,
that's,
how old were the
that's
kids?
That's what alerted the authorities.
It's like, here we go.
It was 11th grade.
Ooh, oh, all right.
That's hot. That's sexy.
You're almost there.
So one of them was, it says, just how someone smells can turn me on.
Holy shit.
Having sex in a different setting than usual is a real turn on for me.
Wait, what?
This is 0 to 4.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Is this the kids saying?
This is the survey.
This is the survey that he gave to the kids.
You know how hard I would have had to lie on this questionnaire?
Oh, my God.
It's weird because this is a gym teacher.
Thank you, bud.
It's a social studies teacher. He's like, all right, it's just the janitor.
I guarantee the last question is like...
puts on glasses.
Number 12. Do you have any teachers that you like more than a friend?
Yeah,
circle yes or no.
Yes, no, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Another one was...
Wait, so you really like that headline?
Yeah, no, I want to hear these questions.
Another one was, certain hormonal changes definitely increase my sexual arousal.
Are these answers?
Does this guy have a brain tumor? He's about to die?
Yeah.
And then you have to rate 0 to 4.
Oh, and the rating from 0 to 4. Okay. Okay.
I mean, you prepare these questions. You know you're going to get fired, right? So this is...
I mean, this guy's definitely on his way out.
Wait, did it say what subject this guy taught? Like, is he trying to back it? Like, yeah, I was...
No, it just says
home ec.
It says science. So he was...
It's the first word in that text. What did he study?
My God.
Gym class?
The questions probably sounded even better with his Jamaican accent.
This is him.
Oh, let's see this one. Fuck yeah, dude.
Damn it. Of course
it's Foley.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Jesus.
That's a lesbian.
Oh, man.
So he claims that this came from...
Look at this hair, dude. This dude rules. That's Heskey.
He claims that this it came from like higher ups, that this was okay, but nobody can prove that to be true. So he's on leave right now while they investigate the situation.
Higher ups, like higher power.
He's like God.
If I was his boss, I'd be like, dude, I can't believe you handled that.
Where was this at?
Massachusetts.
Oh, no. Massachusetts.
We know a retarded teacher. He'll give out any questionnaire for a dollar.
That's pretty good, dude.
So if I wear these pants, does it make you horny or what?
Oh, he said it was purportedly from a sex educator's website. What? He got the questions.
Yeah, run by AshleyMadison.com. Dude. It's like, ask these questions.
It just
love
has Pornhub drums right at the beginning.
Brazzers did it.
How do you not kill yourself the instant that gets published?
Dude, it's that
like picture.
You got to double down on it.
Yeah.
You got to be like, I did nothing wrong. I'm asking scientists.
There was like an attorney or something in Delaware County who he was on the front page of the Daily Times. And it was like local, you know, it was either like teacher or attorney busted for child pornography. The full front page was his face.
Yeah.
Was it him caught in the act? Like,
not even a week. It was like his like identification photo. It was very clear. It was, I don't know if it was the next day or a week later. Retraction. Wrong guy.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. But so wait, so what happened?
You got a nickname in the neighborhood for life.
Oh, yeah.
Presumably he was dead before they printed the retraction. The second that you see that, you have to like, oh, no.
Did he off himself?
No, I don't think so. I think he looked like a grown-up who could handle it.
Yeah.
But like, just like, another day.
Yeah.
Accused of child pornography again. Yeah. This goose.
Give it a week. Give it a week.
Yeah.
He's in his pool. Carol, give it a week. I know this looks bad.
Hey.
I know this looks bad, but I guarantee you I'm going to come out on top.
Dude, he's in his backyard.
Week later, he's like, what did I tell you?
He's throwing spirals through a tire. Yeah, like, here we are. Yeah. I told you.
Just giving high fives at an Applebee's like, oh!
Coming.
Look who's back today!
Dollar Marg night at Applebee's, I told you.
Yeah. That's going to be a frozen Marg. Shut the fuck up.
They hold up a big banner for him to run through.
I never touched a kid. I only teach kids.
No, but he's busting kids' balls like, hey, come here. I've been a finger. You know what I'm talking about. Get out of here. Don't bring it.
Bam, 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 bam. Damn, dude, they give him a circus town entry.
Dude, he's like, keep them apps coming. Come on. Trying to get fucked up.
Oh, man.
He's like, around false accusations for the table, please. Yeah. I'm just mucking. I'm fucking around here. Margaritas.
Unlimited apps roll. Yeah. Clean record run.
He's my buddy Scott. He got accused of killing his wife 2 years ago. Nothing. What a weird group.
Trust the system. Fuck you.
Yeah, trust the system.
What about this one? The 14-year-old boy who's going to be charged as an adult for stabbing cheerleader classmate 114 times.
Damn.
Oh, 114? That's so many times.
I mean, when you're that young, though, you got
a lot of
cannon,
energy,
dude. You know what I mean? Yeah. Crank.
Yo, how many times you beat your day? He's like, I've done
114 times.
Is that him? Of course that's him.
And of course that's her.
We should just be locking up every boy that looks like Edward Furlong.
Yeah.
They're all bad.
Wait a minute.
She looks like Topanga.
Yeah, a little bit. I was going to say that, but I don't want to sound like that guy who got
she's got a... I don't want to say this the wrong way, but it looks like you could stab her a bunch. Surface area-wise.
Oh, man.
What? Yeah, she could take a few. I bet you by about 88, that's when she started.
I bet you didn't even notice until there was 100.
That is...
I bet he still stopped pretty early.
By all standards, that is... She's fit.
Yeah.
That's 1995 chunky, but today's standards. Yeah. That she's
in his defense, the first two knives bent.
He did actually break one of the knives.
Yo!
Into her skull. Yeah!
On her braces?
Jesus Christ.
Is she alive?
No, she's not.
Oh, damn it.
She's recovering well.
He only stopped stabbing her because the knife broke off in her skull.
Jesus, Shannon. Yeah.
Wow,
all right.
Shannon.
Well, I don't need these. Yeah.
See, this is why you need to sexually harass Shannon.
God.
Keep her in place, dude.
God.
Don't say that
to
us.
We're letting Shannon run loose.
We're having a good time.
The other knife broke because it was stuck in her eye socket.
Skull.
And then he shit in her mouth.
Did
you
hear
just,
how you calmly she said that sentence?
Yeah, dude.
He only stopped raping her corpse from sexually.
Did he continue after he broke the knife?
Did he what?
Did he continue? Did he get a new knife?
No, he left.
Did he stop?
Stay like, right here.
Did he hit her with the handle a bunch?
Yeah. How did he do it?
No, he
when
dropped.
Kids look like that, you gotta put him in a cage early. Like, you know he's gonna fuck up.
You gotta
look
crate
at
him.
His face. You gotta crate him.
You gotta crate him. Crate train him, dude.
Crate your Edward Furlong.
Dude, wait, I'm serious.
Shannon,
about
what were you
this.
Saying?
I know then? He's fucked up. The kid's clearly fucked
clearly.
Up.
Clearly.
Sorry, but you just gotta jump in.
You
there.
Gotta hold the parents accountable. Yeah. The parents should be arrested as well. I mean, they ruined this. There's
by
no
the end of this sentence, Tommy's hair is gonna be this big. He's gonna be teaching law at USC.
What's like a shock collar? They should make shock earrings for Italian dudes. So you can shut them the fuck up.
Seriously, man.
Oh, hey.
As I was saying, he ripped her head off, and
I didn't know you were talking.
Yeah, because you don't have your headphones on again.
So earlier in the day, witnesses said that this kid, whose name is Aiden, was telling people he's going to murder somebody today. He was then later seen walking with this girl who's 13, Tristan, walking with her into the woods, and then he came back out of the woods by himself.
Damn, dude.
Classic murder.
After he stabbed her 114 times, he dropped the remainder of the knife into a local pond and then just walked away. So he did nothing to really cover his
true
steps.
What did he do? He just went back. Ahead. He went home.
True psychopath. Yeah, just went home.
Entered a new Fortnite tournament.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Wait, was there any motive?
No, yeah, he just wanted to kill somebody that day.
Yeah, what whoa. Part of Florida
also,
was this?
Great, not a bad thought.
I was gonna
was
say,
it Florida?
I've had it. I just didn't do it.
St. John's, Florida.
Of course.
Shane, are you ever stab anyone to death?
No, but I did.
That'd be funny. You caught him off guard. He's like, there's this one bitch, Tristan.
So anyway, this fucking chubby girl. Pissing me off.
Wow. So, so he just left. Did they just catch him immediately?
Yeah, later that day, they found him.
Oh, man. So I guess he just admitted to it.
There's got
to
be signs before.
He did say he was going to kill somebody.
I mean, like going all the way back to. Like,
Tommy's like, what did he mean? When I'm,
oh, there's one more thing.
I mean, like grade school and shit. He probably,
what's
like,
he doing in the woods? You know, that's ominous.
Killed animals and, you know.
So he didn't admit to it, but when the cops took him in for questioning, he posted this to his Snapchat.
Yes, whoa. Dude. Yeah. What's up, boy?
In the cop
car. Hey, guys. Oh, anybody seen Tristan
holy
lately?
Shit.
Holy fuck.
Wait, how the fuck does he have his phone in the cop car?
Great question.
I don't know.
This great might be a crisis work. Actor, dude.
Yeah, this is fake. This is fake news.
So they're using this to go forward with charging him as an adult instead of as a minor.
Good.
Well, yeah. That's fucking wild as shit.
Cooked up.
I don't know. What is he, 14?
14, yeah.
Man.
Damn, cook him.
Yeah.
Cook him.
Look how gay his phone is, too.
Yeah, what a fucking fruitcake.
Nah, it's probably her phone.
Cop the new iPhone, guys.
You ever see that?
You finally take a photo.
There was an HBO Films documentary in like the 90s or early 2000s about there was like a prison murder, and the guy was it was a stabbing, and it was during like a riot. And man, it's really, really cool documentary. But when they actually show the stabbing, and they show him, like, first of all, he stabs him like 50 times.
Uh-huh.
So like it happens fast. 50 stabs is like 30 seconds, not even.
Sure.
And at the end, he's stabbing him in the head, and the knife is getting stuck. And as he's like pulling the knife out, it's like yanking.
Oh
his head
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you ever see that? And then he stands up and he's like, "Let's get some fucking white power jumping off up in here," or something
Jesus.
Like that. Yeah. Wish I didn't say it with that kind of like affect just now, because that's a terrible clip.
What was his motive?
Were there any signs?
Chili
were there any signs? Yeah, his previous murder that got him in there?
I don't know.
Just has a swastika on his face. It's like,
damn.
I don't know what it was.
Just reveals it's Cosby all
the time. Hey, guys. Hey guys, anybody seen Anna Beasley lately?
Just pulls it, and I was like, I got it. He does this.
He misses half the stabs because it's out of his right eye.
I couldn't see him.
I tried. Speaking of notice, deaths, we fucking 5 years ago, Harambe.
Oh, Harambe.
When
yeah.
they shot that gorilla.
Man.
What's your take on that, Tommy?
That's my favorite animal.
The guy who shot him. No, the guy who shot him said, "Let's get some white power jumping off in here too." He said that, which is weird. There were no signs to that guy either.
He drug a kid, right?
Yeah,
drug the kid.
Yeah, the kid fell in.
Yeah, fuck the kid.
Yeah,
you gotta kill the kid.
Yeah,
save him. Honestly.
No, kids anymore. And they
true.
Used to die all
they
the time.
They used to die all the time.
That's why we
unless
all have like 9 or 10
John's
aunts
Florida,
and uncles.
Dude.
We all have like 8 or 9 aunts and uncles because like,
why
you can just lose some.
Dude, yeah. Wuhan was a blessing.
Mm.
It got rid of a lot of fucking,
wow.
a lot of losers.
Could you sound any more Italian? Wuhan.
I mean, honestly,
I think it's a conspiracy, but it's from the top. You got to get rid of, you got to dust off a couple people. There's too many.
I love where this
there's
is
too
going.
Many.
Tommy, really? There were no signs to Tommy.
Listen, if I get past
Tommy.
Tommy. You get to 75, you got to jump. Take a bridge.
Dude.
All you're doing is taking up people's time, energy. Just,
with every comment, there's more Philadelphia gear going on him. You turn around, he's just wearing a full Eagles uniform. He's like, you got to dust them off.
Hey, Tone, there's something fishy about this lab in Wuhan. Hey, Tone, I don't know. No disrespect to the great people of China. Something ain't right.
How old's your grandmother? She's like, get her a bridge.
Well, I was wondering, why did they shoot Harambe with, like, tranquilizers?
Apparently, they didn't have any, which is so fucking just, crazy.
It's like a cop having to use a taser. They're not trained.
It was a lady zoo guard, and she thought she was reaching for her trank gun.
Wait, here it is.
Trank.
Look how fucking
that gorilla was a better parent to that kid in that 30 seconds.
Well, that's,
than that
I think
was.
The gorilla actually is protecting the kid.
That's what the debate is.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, because he goes into full protection.
Whoops. That's a little
whoopsie daisy.
That's hard parenting. That's just called hard parenting.
First of all, it's the best water slide.
I'm going to be honest with you. That does look fun if you're that young. It's like, all right, get the kid a boogie board. Get him going.
Yeah, you splice this into a Six Flags Great Adventure
commercial? Did they try?
That's fucking there.
The lazy river.
Yeah, the lazy river with Harambe.
It's just a fat 50-year-old divorcee. Oh,
dude. Imagine the line.
Dude.
The line would be ridiculous.
Harambe River?
Yeah. Come on down and get drugged by a 7,000-pound gorilla.
At Typhoon Lagoon with Harambe, dude.
How do you say a little help in sign language?
He's like, pull your pants up, you fucking...
Where's Robin Williams when you need
him? Oh, he stood him up.
He did. That's why he doesn't know. Harambe doesn't know that this is a kid.
Well, also, that's not violent for a gorilla.
No, exactly.
Like that.
He's that's
not
what he
pulling
does to
him
his kids.
The fuck apart.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
But, I mean, you can't predict animal behavior, man.
No, it's a wild animal. Yeah, but I don't know why they didn't.
You know, like.
You can see a dad in like child court, custody court going, that's not violent for our family.
This is 3 seconds away from my dad being
at the
zoo.
I drag my kids all the time. Look at the oldest. He came out all right. I just drag him through the fucking water.
You just see some kid come out. He's like his shotgun falls.
Shit. His brother's second kid.
Mr. Harambini, it is this court's opinion.
Their security footage is just the dad kicking him off the fucking balcony.
You see my dad packing a pack of marbles. Like, God damn it. Susan is gone.
Not a one went down.
God damn it. Susan, I know you're going to be pissed off.
Yeah. You just wait. Next week, my name will be clear.
So here's the thing. You think I'm a bad parent. Fuck you. Yeah. I'm not. Damn, Ryan got some culture in there.
Front page of Delco Times.
Sorry, Sue.
All the rest of these are gay. Fucking Jack Black and School of Rock has mourned co-star's death in car accident.
Yeah. Super gay. Gay.
Yeah. Which one?
Drummer.
Wasn't that kid, wasn't he like a heroin addict or something?
The character was a heroin addict.
he was Tommy Lee. They keep showing the kids showing up late to the fucking practice, calling everyone a piece of shit.
He's doing kids bop fucking.
Which one's that?
It was the drummer.
Yes, it says the drummer. It literally does. You...
I wasn't reading that. I was like, what is that?
He's where
like,
am I? Like, who are you?
Who's the teacher of science?
I know that's him older, but it looks like the picture on the left killed the one on the right.
Is that what it is?
No, that's him from like the school.
That's like
rock,
that's like a classic accidental death from wrestling moves.
Definitely, dude.
Yeah.
First kid definitely got the stunner wrong.
I was babysitting my girlfriend's son, and I powerbombed him, and we were having fun.
Dude, I remember when I was a kid, there was a fucking, I had a couple of VHS from WWF, and on the back there was a kid who was quadriplegic, and it just said, don't let it happen to you.
Oh my
God. On the back.
With Marty Jannetty with his arm around him.
Seriously fucked up. My mom's like, be careful.
It was that whole tape was just like how to get out of the camel clutch.
That was on, I'm sorry.
On the back, so like they gave a warning like not to try any of the moves at home. And then there was a kid who was like in a chair and said, don't let it happen to you.
Damn.
And I was like, God damn, that kid fucking rules. Because you know he was in a fake Hell in a Cell match and then took one too hard.
It'd be funnier if it was a picture of New Jack just calling you the N-word. Yeah. It's like, what?
Don't let it happen to you. Motherfucker. Just holding up a shiv.
Does that dude just die?
Yeah,
he just died.
How'd he die?
Heart attack.
Heart attack.
Kid fell into his enclosure.
I mean, years.
Why did they just tranquilize New Jack?
Chill.
Why didn't they just hit him, dude?
Let me hit that cough button. You gotta chill.
Why didn't they just tranquilize?
Ladies who keep
holy shit. They don't know what
he would like that joke. New Jack would celebrate
New Jack's
that joke.
Fucking fuck laughing, off, dude.
Yeah.
He's the best.
New Jack would have definitely liked that joke.
How old was he? Then he would have stabbed like you 50, so many times.
54 or 58. Something?
58.
I mean, yeah, but he had a body of a fucking
That's a billion in wrestler years,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh, ECW guys.
Yeah, he's
too.
Living way past his prime.
He looked like a wizard shot him in the forehead.
Yeah.
Dude, he was going full Worf, dude, from Next Gen.
You watch that series Beyond the Ring or whatever the fuck it is?
Yeah.
Dark Side of the Ring.
Dark Side of the Ring.
I didn't see
Beyond
the
Ring. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
He was thinking of Beyond the Mat. That's a legit confusion.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah. That's it.
Tommy acts like a dad, but like
I am.
You guys seen this new show?
Yeah. What is that?
You guys seen this new show?
I've been a father for like 15 years. A kidless father for at least 15.
I dropped my kid in that fucking Harambe thing, man. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, Fortnite. I don't really get into the Nintendo tapes that much.
Nintendo.
Oh man.
What else we got? Pick
fucking
one.
Christ.
We're flying.
How are you guys doing? Do you forget the topics? How are you guys doing?
Fuck the topics.
I'm doing great, dude. This is great.
Yeah, you feeling good?
I don't think I'm leaving.
Yeah, we had a nice drive up here.
Yeah,
very nice.
We did.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I'm glad you fucking.
What's up?
I'm glad you beat the diarrhea.
Why,
dude,
I conquered diarrhea. Yeah,
he was on the way here.
We were an hour away. And I said, oh no.
I could feel it.
You always got one on deck. Every time you're hanging out, you always have to shit.
Yeah, well, I'm like so good and cool at like a bunch of other stuff that's the other side of it. Is like
that's your dark side of the ring.
Dark side of my ring.
It's like watch out.
This episode's just him on the toilet.
It's all these talking heads and black and white things. Like, and then Butterly just shit his pants.
Were there any signs?
We didn't know it was gonna happen.
He told us to shit himself an hour before he shit himself.
It's just like a weird like silhouette of Butterly like.
Why is he going into the woods?
Yeah. We didn't know what was going to happen. And I'm like, you know, we knew right then and there that Butterly was going to just crap his pants.
There's only one episode that's 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, anyone seen the bathroom at Gas Digital lately?
Wait, Shannon, can we do the ad spots?
Nah, dude, come on.
There aren't any for
this. Oh, really?
Oh, man.
This is unmarketable.
Good. We got
we could sell some shit for this company, dude. Jesus. Just come on in. Just Philly accent off them. I'm like, yeah, Kratom. You on that shit?
Get off of it.
Get off of it.
Get off of it, you dumb fuck.
Use promo code REP at retardwipes.com.
Promo code. Bring it home for Jerome, all right?
Fucking Christ.
Yeah, dude.
So yeah, Butterly almost shit his pants on the way up.
And you almost pissed your pants.
I beat it in waves too.
You seemed like
I kicked out at two every time.
Fucking, you were going full Dunkirk on that. You were fucking scared for a little bit, and then like nothing happened.
He was running through like 1917.
Dude, it was fucking wild.
Yeah, dude.
I thought I was gonna piss my pants. There was a whole lot of excrement in that fucking car.
So you didn't even crap,
bro? I will never crap. That's a promise.
That's like swallowing your throw up.
Yeah, dude. Where did that crap go?
I'm never gonna shit again, dude. Test me. Watch what happens.
You start threatening people to make you shit.
My face is red and I'm screaming like I'm never gonna shit. That's that's basically like having a toddler. That's all toddlers are doing.
I think
trying
that's my favorite line of Uncle Daycare. It's when you, dude, I'll fucking suck your dick right now. I love that so much.
Yeah, dude. Step to me, dude. See if you don't get your meat sucked. And
I'll
not fucking
suck
shitting
your
ever
dick right now. Try me.
I'm a confused
man. So
you really
didn't shit.
I have not shit.
That's not good.
That is not good.
Why is it not good?
You knew what I was
saying.
You had the diarrhea
that
bad.
No. If you hold the diarrhea, it solidifies. You just got to wait.
That?
It's true.
No.
It's true.
You're thinking of macaroni and cheese.
Not diarrhea. What the fuck?
You got beef in
your
brain.
What are you talking about?
If you feel like your butt's going to burp, all you got to do.
All you got to do is hold it in until it's.
Trust me. And then when you finally go, solidify
it.
It's true.
Tommy's using T1000 logic on shit.
Like, just
all you gotta
it.
Do is have patience, a little bit of integrity, and fucking time.
That's a little bit of integrity.
See, Tommy was a made man.
Man, act like an adult. Don't shit yourself.
Oh man.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. What happens when you're holding your poop?
Whoa! Rectum.
When you hold
science
poop in,
is
stoop
quite
travels
clear on
from
them.
The rectum back
see?
Up to the colon,
allowing the water in the stool to reabsorb into the body. Come
yeah,
on.
That doesn't mean it solidifies.
That means it gets rid of the water,
I'm a
so it's
loop. I never have to eat or shit again. I've got all the nutrients I need for the rest of my life.
I like the last line of this. Should have kicked it out when you had the chance.
Yeah, should have kicked it out when you had a chance, dude. Yeah, dude.
That's what they say about most neighborhoods in Philly.
That's where we're from, you fucking retards. Are you paying attention?
I'm a teacher and I'm retarded.
Holy shit.
That would have been so much better. She's like, I'm a teacher, I'm retarded.
But I get the summers off, you racist pig.
You Mexican rapist. I'm a retarded
You'll never
white
be
teacher.
Retarded.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know, man.
Yeah, wait. Constipation.
You might be dancing
effect.
With the devil.
Approximately 4 million people.
How do you get these numbers?
Yeah, that is a crazy number. Who the fuck is? That's just some guy throwing out numbers.
Yeah, dude.
4 million
4
people?
Million, that sounds a little high.
A lot of wasted underwear.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a whole stadium full of constipated yeah. people.
Imagine 4 million pairs of jeans all shattered, just laying around the streets in Kensington. Sorry, butts.
Adolf Hitler shit 4 million pants.
Not enough. Not enough.
I mean, if you're going to listen to the guys that shit their pants about it, yeah, it was 4 million. The number's disputed. Just look into it.
6 million pairs.
Shout out
of
War
jeans.
Mode. Dude, look at look into Adolf Hitler, dude.
Shit numbers. The numbers are exaggerated.
Shout out Billy, shout out Spud. There's no way 4 million dudes shit their pants. They're taking us off the air.
Yeah. Taking us off. They all got on trains first.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, good dude. Lord. Oh,
I'm walking out of this building man. Just winging haymakers on the street.
Dude, yeah.
Because I'm waiting for you to get back in that car.
You're going to hit 30 hot chicks before you get to a dude that deserves it.
Oh, the Vax lottery?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're incentivizing.
22-year-old is first millionaire from Vax lottery.
Yeah, so apparently...
they actually have a ticket already.
Yeah, so apparently to get the vaccination and incentivize it, they... We're telling people you could win the lottery. You could win $1 million.
So they gave one away.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Somebody won.
How much did he win?
$1 million.
Wow. Oh, shit.
$1 million.
22-year-old?
At least like 400 grand?
Is she hot?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is it a girl or a guy?
Oh, she's dead. She just got killed in the woods.
Of Cincinnati.
Oh, lottery.
$1 million in Cincinnati, you could do anything.
Yeah, dude, you own Cincinnati.
Yeah, you own Cincinnati. Wow, dude.
You could live in a blimp. You never have to touch the ground again. Abigail. If you have $1 million in Cincinnati, you live in the sky.
Dude, it'd be crazy if she commissioned a Wild Thing Vaughn statue somewhere. Ooh. She's like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Now that's what you
I had that haircut in like 7th grade.
That does not surprise
me. For a traveling baseball team. Tootsie Rooney was my...
Tootsie Rooney?
Yeah,
Who's that, Packy Sluice cousin?
Who are these fictitious characters?
She was my... No, my best friend's mother used to cut our hair in a baseball.
Who are these people?
And I was like,
"Give
me the
swamp.
Give me the give me the Wild Thing." And she gave me the Wild Thing. Fucking.
I bet you fucking felt like.
Wait, were you a pitcher? Did you pitch?
Nah.
So not even that.
You're just like.
I just wanted the haircut, dude.
That would've been sicker if you had like a box top and came out Willie Mays Hayes.
Can you find what's his name in the?
We don't really do this, but
Ricky Vaughn.
Yeah.
Ricky Vaughn.
Can our team have a relief center fielder?
Ricky Vaughn's haircut.
Bring in Tommy Pope. Bring in the heater.
Yeah, bring in the
heater. Bring in the heater.
Bring in the heater. You're just asleep in the fucking field. Like...
Dude, who's that legendary soccer player that just died? The fat cokehead.
Yeah.
Harambe.
Yeah.
No, he's a big fat like Colombian dude.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, there he is. There's Tommy.
Can you get the back?
That's Tommy in 8th grade.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
There's a That's it. Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh,
you fucking
Tim, be careful.
Dumb Shut dick. Up, bitch.
Thank you, buddy.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, that's
overworking.
Cool. That's cool.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah.
When you're 13.
Yeah, when you're 13, I knew a bunch of kids who had the fucking weird racing stripes on the side.
Dude, you remember the shaved head with just the bangs left? Remember that cut?
Dude, that's what happened. I'm not going to get into this too long.
What?
Oh, wait.
That's the kind of haircut, though, that where... Like,
that's what got me cut my own hair. It's because this guy, thank you, Bob Rossi was our...
Bob Rossi?
Why can't I say a fucking name? Yeah, they're all real people.
Bob Rossi.
Bob Rossi was a...
I'm going to paint some happy trees here, Bobby Rossi.
I'm painting it here. I'm appreciating the majesty of nature over here.
Yo, my kids are just happy accidents here. Come on. Bobby.
Hold on, I want to hear this. Robert Rossi. Fucked up the haircut?
Well, he got senile, and every haircut, he would take too much off the top, and then he'd start giving everybody the same Marine cut, and he would just leave a bulbous bang. And that's, I was like, I can't keep doing this, dude. Yeah. Everybody looked like this one kid, Tom Fitty.
Because you say first and last name is so fucking funny.
Tammy.
Tom Fitty.
Tammy, come on.
Come on, dude.
Stop fucking making up names on
me, Sloan Kettering.
And there I was with Ferris Bueller as well. Fucking wild.
Fucking shit up. I miss you,
Tom
fucking retards.
Fitty.
I know.
God.
Bob Rossi. Bob Rossi.
Dude, Rossi's.
Who fucking knows the barber's name?
Well, whole neighborhood got our meatballs made by Rainy Gazebo. We'd say Reen.
Oh, fucking
holy
dude.
Fuck.
Oh, damn. This is. Pick another one, Shayner. You got to pick
one. Oh, man.
It's your turn.
Let's see. Rapper J. Cole's basketball career ends after a few games. I didn't even know he was doing the basketball.
Yeah, he averaged 1 point a game.
Wow.
And he was in the news every fucking day.
And he came to Philly and got spit on.
What team did he play for?
Some European league.
Oh, he wasn't even in a... Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's a G League.
Who gives a shit?
NBA G League.
It was actually an African league.
African league.
Oh, well, he even... Well, all right.
Wait, where... Yeah.
Rwanda Patriots.
Is that like...
Rwanda Patriots.
Rwanda Patriots. Coached by
Rwanda Patriots. Hold on, go ahead, Tommy. Do one.
Yeah, do it.
Just say Rwanda.
Who was the coach, Tommy?
Huh?
Who was the coach for the Rwanda?
So I'm playing for the Rwanda Patriots.
Hit that cough button.
Jesus.
It's like, what was the coach's name, Tommy? He's like, you got a phone?
You got a phone? You got a phone?
You're never going to believe this.
You're never going to believe it.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that sounds like a terrifying team to play for, too.
The Rwandan Patriots?
Dude.
We will literally wipe out the team.
Oh my God.
Will wipe them out.
Good Lord.
We're coming to your town after this town.
We're going from town to town to town.
Oh, my God.
Don Cheadle will be there.
They're all dressed like bellhops.
Their mascot's just a machete.
Machete, yeah. Two googly eyes.
And here comes Hacky out on the court.
Instead of a t-shirt gun, it's just a real bazooka. Yeah,
just a fucking howitzer.
I don't want to sound like racist or ignorant, but is going to Africa to play basketball, is that like going to Russia to play hockey?
No, that's not good.
No.
Wow.
No.
Now, every country has like a moderate professional league.
It's just not as...
It's not as supreme.
I couldn't figure out if it was like playing against kids or the Monstars if you go
there. There's certain countries, if you play basketball there, they're
European league is legit.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. African, I don't know about.
I don't know anything
about
that.
It's legit. It's what like a lot of high schoolers are going there now because they can make money immediately and they can train with better players and go to college and then they go to the bigs.
Damn.
Ooh. Damn. How about that time Tom Berenger told Sean about
my God, dude. So my buddy Sean worked, he used to live in South Carolina.
Tom Berenger?
Tom Berenger.
Platoon Tom Berenger?
Fucking Barnes.
Wow.
The substitute
Barnes.
Tom Berenger?
Fucking,
yeah. The substitute.
Shut up.
The guy who used to cut Tommy's hair. Tom Berenger.
It's me, Tom Berenger.
Tommy Berenger.
Tammy.
Stop. I'm like, Tammy, dock it down, BC.
Tammy.
Oh, man, that's where I move all my blood.
So anyway, my buddy Sean used to work at a resort in South Carolina,
Rwanda.
And apparently Tom Berenger came in, and all these people,
Tom Berenger came in,
and there were people were all crowding around him, and like, first thing my buddy Sean says, like, first off, massive. He's like, he's bigger than you fucking think. He's just a huge dude, and everyone's asking him, like, about what's
fuck
going on.
Fuck you, Barnes.
Yeah. Well, no, he is Barnes.
Oh, okay.
He's
fuck me. I'm Barnes.
You're doing Elias.
Elias.
Fucking Elias, man.
Oh, man.
All right, don't
anyway,
go.
Anyway, so Berenger comes in. People are talking to him. And then, like, apparently Berenger's a huge NBA fan. And they were, like, asking him about, like, you know, players he may have interacted with. And he's like, what's the craziest thing you've seen, like, in the locker room? He's like, yeah. And without skipping a beat, Berenger goes, craziest thing? One time I saw Manute Bol tie his dick in a knot.
I heard about that.
And like, everyone's just like, so, Jordan, right? Just trying to get right around Manute Bol.
Imagine them scouting this guy.
But like, Tom Berenger probably did it like, craziest thing.
He lights a cigarette.
Backwards.
Are you sure you want to hear about this?
Yeah. Like,
well, the craziest thing I ever saw. He's just looking at us like, the kicker? He did it in his mouth like a cherry stem.
mean, dude, him swimming, that video is terrifying. You ever see Manupal swimming?
Yeah, he looks like a slime,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
It's like an avatar.
It looks fucking
ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's like Slender Man taking a dip. It's fucking horrible.
Vacation Slender Man.
Just want to get away and relax.
Did you see this fat girl murdered in my woods? Come on now. I got to get out of the city. I got to go.
Gotta put my feet up.
It's like I'm going to Barbados. I'm calming down.
Oh my
fucking
God.
Slender Man, dude.
How long do we go?
Yeah, how long do we do this?
How long are we contractually obligated?
I think we're over it.
No, we can.
No, now, you
right?
Made it. You made it an hour. Yeah, oh, so I'd say whenever you guys want.
We're gonna do another 3 hours. Wrap this thing up.
I was saying we should occupy. We should just never give the show back. We should make Lewis take. The
say
show
occupy.
Back. Yeah. Let Lewis come back. Lewis, come beat me. Come beat me on the mats.
As much as I love doing it.
Stop challenging people.
If I lived in New York, we would just never give the show back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the move. 2020, by 2022,
you're just hoping your car gets
towed
so you don't have to leave.
Yeah, it's over.
It's like,
I love that. You go, if my car gets towed, I'm just starting over.
Start life
starting new life here, yeah. Are there any lighthouses in New York? I'll just work at one of those. Just be a lighthouse guy.
Oof. That would be sweet, though.
Wouldn't
oh man!
Just
no,
having a dark past. That's what you got to do when the newspaper.
Wait, your dark past is just getting your car towed.
My dark past is like a lovely
I don't
family.
Talk about it. My three children and my wife. I had a beautiful family.
I still do. I'm just doing this instead.
And then one day I saw Manupal tie his dick in a knot, and I couldn't get over it.
Dude, how did we miss this one? What?
The thumb test.
This sounds like a prank.
Craft company sells.
No.
Oh. Thumb test can indicate whether you have
aortic aneurysm.
Aneurysm. It could kill you in minutes. What's the thumb test?
They're just like, yeah.
So if you can bend your thumb and it goes past your pinky, then you may have an aortic aneurysm.
I'm fucked.
Wait.
Oh, wait. Mine doesn't go that far.
Wait, what's past? Oh, like that far?
That's not good.
Yeah. Butts is going night-night.
That's not good. I'm dead.
Damn,
don't tell me that. Dude, honestly, as soon as I saw that, I was like, no.
I feel like this is a thing where it's like, put your hand in front of your face.
I think it's flat. You got to flatten the palm.
Oh,
okay, well, yeah. Either way. Yeah. I mean, how crazy would it be if all four of us died
right
away?
Right now.
Like, what?
Best rap episode ever.
It's all the fucking water he's giving us.
Dude.
We all just do this. It goes past the pinky and look at each other and die.
Suicide.
Gas digital. Kratom. Suicide pact. 2021.
It just goes out.
Cuts to a pre-recorded ad.
Guys, she's underwear has some really exciting time. Your balls being tangled.
Come back. We're all just like head down on the table.
You want quality caskets? Bob Ross's. Make some crazy good caskets. Yeah, later.
All right. That's fuck good, me. Though, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, are you guys going to keep going? I got nothing else.
I got to meet. I'm on.
Let's eat.
Let's go drink on the
All right. Yeah.
No one's going to watch this anyway because Lewis isn't here. Yeah, this is we're great. Throwing
bullshit,
this into the void.
This is
the chat loves you guys.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
yes. Chat,
yes, dude.
Fuck
we love you,
dude.
Fucking brain dead dildo. You guys fucking rule. I've been saying it from the start. Everyone's going to love us.
That's not what you were saying on the way up, dude. Nah, you were slurring like a motherfucker.
Shout out to all you retarded teachers. We love talking to you.
Fuck yeah.
You're not impacting society. You're taking up traffic. Kill yourself.
Kill yourself, dude. Wow, dude. Don't wait for the cops to show up. Kill yourself. Yeah. Save them the drive and the ammunition.
That's our plugs. Yeah. Like, where can people find you at, Tim?
Yeah, Tim.
It's like, kill yourself. Yeah.
Don't find me. Kill yourself. There's no point in anything. Love you guys.
Yeah, that's good, though, right?
Yeah,
yeah, wrap
good?
It up.
Thank it's you, over. Guys.
That's all, folks.